It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there. Welcome to our request hour. My name's Larry London. I'm here to keep you company, entertain you, and amuse you, and maybe even mystify you for the next hour. If there is a song request that I can play for you here on Border Crossings, you have to call it in. And our phone number is 202-619-2077. Again, 202-619-2077. Give us a ring and let us know what we can play for you. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. One word, bordercrossings@voa.gov. And I'll tell you more about that as we go along. We've got a big contest we're doing this month, so it's worthwhile calling and emailing in to join the contest. Philippe DaCosta is in Ghana listening to Border Crossings, and he says, I've got a request for my mom, and it's by Jennifer Lopez, called Waiting for Tonight on Border Crossings.
We'll be right back.
Border Crossings and Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, and that's Waiting for Tonight, and it's Felipe Da Costa for his mom, and they are in Ghana listening to Border Crossings. Jennifer Lopez, right at the top of my list of singers that I haven't yet interviewed that I would like to interview. She's right at the top. She is absolutely gorgeous, 45 years old, looking better than ever, in my opinion. And on Sunday, she got together with her ex-husband, Mark Anthony, to celebrate their kids' birthdays. Twins Max and Emmy turned 7 on Sunday. She's very busy, earning lots and lots of money. In 2013, Jennifer Lopez made $45 million. In 2014, she made $37 million. And there's no telling how much she's going to make this year. She's got a film coming out called Lila and Eve. She's producing a TV show. She's got a Christmas album in the works. And she's also released a new perfume fragrance called J Lux. Plus, add that to her $18 million salary for being on American Idol. And you do the math. She's going to make a lot of money. And she's single, guys. She's single. She's available. This is Larry London here on Border Crossings. We welcome you to our Wednesday show. If you'd like to join, it's 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. You can go to facebook.com and join us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I put up a new home page photo on my Facebook page yesterday. I put a photo up with Jessie J because she's a hot artist right now. Both beautiful to look at and great to listen to. She's very, very talented. She can sing. She's got a great voice. She's the real deal. And she's had Bang Bang, and she's got a new one out called Masterpiece. And, you know, she's just doing a great job. I love Jessie J. Always have, even since Price Tag came out a few years ago. And so it was a pleasure to talk to her. I thought I'd put that up as the photo for the homepage. Retired the Taylor Swift photo for a little while. But a lot of people taking note of the photo. Zayn and Yita Gessu, Amara Henry, Prince Ali, Solomon, Hertier, Antoinette, Honest, Meyer, Asegid, Ruth, Rukina, Leia, Kasim Farid, and many people checking out our Facebook page. So thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and having a look-see at what we've got going on the Facebook page. I also put something, you know, Taylor Swift, I took the photo off, but Taylor's still near and dear to my heart. I put a video up of a six-month-old baby who would cry, was having a crying fit. I don't know, you know, babies cry a lot. They cry, they eat, they sleep, and they poop. That's what babies do. So this baby was crying a lot, and someone put a Taylor Swift song on, Shake It Off, and the baby stopped crying. And then as soon as they would turn the song off, the baby would start crying again. It was like a light switch. As soon as they put the song on, the baby stopped crying. So it's very cute, it's funny, and it's right there on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Robbie in Kuwait called us and said, would you please play Bob Marley, Buffalo Soldiers? And because he asked nicely and said, please, here you go. Hope you enjoy it, Robbie. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a Buffalo in the heart of America, stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival. I mean it, when I analyze the scent, to me it makes a lot of sense.
Crossings, Michael Learns to Rock. They are from Germany. And that is a birthday request. It comes to us from Sanjeev Kumar Roy, who is a teacher in India, and writes in to me, "Good afternoon, Larry, and to staff of Border Crossings. I'm Sanjeev Kumar Roy. I'm a regular listener. I want to hear Sleeping Child from Michael Learns to Rock, dedicated to me and all of the Border Crossings listeners. And I hope you'll play my requested song. Thank you very much for your support. And this is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we're glad to have you tuned into the show as we continue to give away CDs. We have one CD and a T-shirt this week. We've been giving away CDs like crazy. Last month, we had two a day. And now we've got the Sound of Music soundtrack filled with all of the big hits from Sound of Music. 27 songs on the CD. And all of the biggest hits that you remember from this great classic film that starred Julie Andrews. And it was about a family of music singers growing up in Europe, being raised by their father. Julie Andrews was a nanny that was brought in, and the captain, Von Trapp, ends up falling in love with Maria. And so it's a love story, it's a musical, it's many things into one, and it was so popular 50 years ago, and it's still popular today. In fact, about a year ago, Carrie Underwood played Julie Andrews' role, Maria, live on a TV broadcast of Sound of Music, and it was number one in the ratings. It was huge, mega huge. So people just can't get enough 50 years later of the music in Sound of Music. And you can win all the songs, as sung by Julie Andrews in the original film cast, just by listening to Border Crossings. We'll also give you a VOA T-shirt as well. And I know that in a lot of parts of the world, the seasons are changing and the warm weather is becoming cold. Here, the cold weather hopefully will become warm. So we're celebrating the warmth with a T-shirt giveaway, as spring is just a few weeks away. So stay tuned to Border Crossings to win both of those prizes every day this month. Here's a birthday dedication on Border Crossings, a birthday request from Kevin Peter Njenga, who is listening and said, I want to hear Babyface, and any song you pick from Babyface will be fine. Babyface has worked with so many people over the years. Madonna, you name it, and they've worked with Babyface from the 90s and to today. He's still producing a lot of music. In fact, he worked with Toni Braxton on a new song that came out in February called Love, Marriage, and Divorce and Hurt You. And he's working on his next solo album, which he says he hopes to have out in September. So here is Babyface on Border Crossings. It's called For the Lover in You.
I never met a girl, no, no, who's don't stop.
Crossings and beautiful people, just like you. And that is a request from Davis, who's tuned into our show here on Border Crossings and said, it's been a long time since I requested a jam, so please play Chris Brown for all the beautiful people listening to Border Crossings. So there you go. Chris Brown, there's some new news coming out. TMZ is reporting this, and it hasn't been confirmed by Chris Brown or anything, but TMZ, which is a gossip television show website type blog thing, hosted by a bunch of people, who do nothing. Well, they're kind of paparazzi. They follow celebrities around. They interview them. They take photos. And so now they're reporting that Chris Brown is a daddy, is a father. And he's got a 9-month-old baby girl. They don't have the baby's name, but apparently he had a fling with a model whose name is Nia. And so the two of them have known each other for a while and apparently got physical. And so there's a baby as a result of this relationship. But Chris Brown's official girlfriend of the last 4 years is Karrueche Tran. And that's been an on-off thing. But most recently, there were photos she put on Instagram wearing a big diamond ring on her engagement finger. And then she immediately took the photo off. But it was up there long enough to start some rumors that perhaps the two of them are engaged. Who knows? Yeah, you know, it's hard to keep up with all these people. They're all over the place. I can't follow them. They're moving too fast. Chris Brown is on tour and still trying to get a visa to go back to Canada and perform there, but that hasn't been an easy thing to do. They rejected him last week, so he was forced to cancel shows in Toronto and Montreal. I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings, and we're a little bit more than at our halfway point in the show, and I would like to say hello to Tom Cares. That's a great name. Tom Cares. He checked in with me on my Facebook page, and he said, "Hey, Larry, you know what would be great? If you could bring us Beyonce." Well, Tom Cares, we already brought Beyonce to you. Beyonce was on the show before. I'd love to have her in again, but, you know, I don't know. She's very, very busy. Mike is checking in to say, "Is that Facebook photo you posted Iggy Azalea?" No, Iggy is a blonde. Jessie J is a brunette. So that's Jessie J, tall and beautiful. Shawy Irene wrote in. Thank you. Shamim Jung, Jesse Ellie Parker, Besh Amaro, Roger Wayne. Let's see, who else? Hertier, Seth, Rhea, Jovia, Don Timex, Kige Sr., and Solomon Tesema all checked in on Facebook, and I thank you for checking out our page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I also want to check out some of the new fans of our page who went to the page and then they liked the page and now they're following us. So there's quite a few of them. Thank you to all of the people who've checked out our page. Yoni Yehabesha is new to the Facebook page. Welcome, Yoni. Abinet Guta is new. Nardos Mamuye, Hinok Zedi, Abel Dagim, Mesfin Cassie, Luseged Mesfin, Mateus Tedese, Wesley Balland is listening, Samuel Kingsley Kumzen, Adonai Asayas, Zahid Fayaz Ghul, Elias Ye Gennett, Hinok Neguse, Robel Fesaha Papa Kehon, Umaima Melti, welcome to our page, Stefan Kwakwa, and Pongrop Ko Long. Those are all new fans of our Facebook page. So welcome, everybody, to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And it is great to have you all joining our Facebook page. There's room for many, many more. And I love to have new listeners, new followers, new fans of the page, and followers of the program, because that's what it's all about. It's growing and expanding and getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And spread the word for us, okay? If you tell a friend, and they tell a friend, and then they tell a friend, the show gets really, really, really huge. So thank you so much. I really, really, from my heart, I really appreciate it. Marie Kay is listening and says, "I have a song for my kid brother for his birthday. It's from Patti Smith, who is 68, and she's still going strong, still making music, Patti Smith. This is a request from Marie Kay for her brother's birthday. It's called Because the Night."
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Because
telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Border Crossings, Patti Smith, not to be confused with Patti Smythe. Those are two different artists, one with an I, one with a Y. Patti Smith, Because the Night on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and thank you very much for listening to our show. And thanks to all the new folks who are checking in. Love you, hug you, kiss you. Reem, Zane, Pongarop, Stefan, Al-Haji, who says I'm locked in on 98.1 in Ghana. Fevin, who made a request for Whitney Houston, which we'll get to in 3 to 5 days, because that's how long it takes for us to play a request. So, Fevin, thank you for checking in. Etienne is tuned in to 104.3 in Rwanda, and Amara is enjoying Border Crossings on shortwave. And we have time change this weekend, so we get an extra hour of sleep. Or no, we lose an hour. We lose an hour. It's fall back, spring forward. So spring, we go forward an hour, we lose an hour of sleep. And I don't have an hour I can afford, but I guess I'm going to lose it anyway. And then that might mean we're going to change some frequencies. Don't we normally do that at a time change? So we'll have to find out soon if we're going to change frequencies to our audience so that I can tell everybody about the changes. We're always the last to know. That's just the way it works. We're always the last to know. I don't know why, but that's how it goes. And, you know, it's interesting because when a channel is off in a part of the world, when a frequency is experiencing technical problems, you, the listener, are the ones who tell me. And that's usually how I find out. So I'm glad to hear that Al-Haji and Ghana are back on 98.1 because I know they've had some problems in Ghana. So I'm glad that we're on in Ghana. And I know that we lost Sierra Leone. I know we lost, several places. Frequencies that were allocated to other programming at VOA. So that's just the way it goes. Elias Adus is listening and said, it's been a sad week for me because my aunt passed away. I lost my beloved auntie and I miss her so much. Please pick a song and play it. And Elias, I know that when we lose a loved one, there is a void. There is a hole in our heart. It's a deep hole and it can't be filled usually because that person occupied such a special place in our heart. So I thought I'd pick this song, which is by a group called America that goes back to the 70s, and it's a song for all the lonely people.
This is for all the lonely people On VOA1's Border Crossings.
Border Crossings, John Mayer, and a beautiful song called Dreaming with a Broken Heart, a request from Neo Cree Ray, who is listening to our show and said, you guys are the bomb. So there you go. There's some John Mayer music for you. And his 2013 album was called Paradise Valley. He was out on tour for it, did some touring in Australia. And John, over the years, has dealt with some throat problems and had some throat surgery and had to take a year off and was ordered by his doctor not to talk, let alone sing. So he spent a lot of time being quiet, resting his throat, taking care of his throat. Because when you're a singer, all you have is your throat. So that's what he was up to. Seems like he's coming back, though. I saw him perform recently at the Grammys, looking very different than the old John Mayer. He didn't come out there wearing jeans and a T-shirt. He was wearing some kind of blue tuxedo, and he looked kind of funky with sunglasses. But anyway, and he performed with Ed Sheeran. So he didn't do his own music. He was kind of just playing guitar for Ed Sheeran. He was resting his voice, like his doctor said, but... anyway, so John Mayer, there's a report that he's working on some new music, and hopefully we'll be back soon. And he's had this on-again, off-again relationship with Katy Perry. In fact, the latest rumor in the last couple of weeks was that Katy Perry's pregnant with John Mayer's baby. And that was put in a magazine called OK. Because, you know, if you go in the supermarket and you see all these tabloids when you're standing in the line to check out your stuff, you read all the most interesting things about who's from Mars and whose kids has, you know, 14 ears and five eyes and whatever. But so apparently they say, no, that's not true. Katy Perry's not pregnant. She's on tour and it's not with, you know, I mean, she's not having John Mayer's baby anytime soon. But he and she are still probably linked together because they've been seen together recently. And he commented in an interview that he thought her performance at the Super Bowl was amazing. That's his words. Amazing. She was amazing. All right, I want to say hello to a bunch of folks, play a song, and have a contest. So that's what we're going to do. So hello to Seb Su, Turfa, Prince Ali, Burhanu, Azam Teba, who is a new listener. He's from Lebanon, but living in Kuwait now. So Azam, thank you. Juliet, Lord OG, Jahangir, Josephine, who's in the kitchen cooking. And Emmanuel Jason Lamar, who is only 15 and is a brand new listener of our show. And says, well, I'm studying in school, so I don't have a chance to listen all the time. But when I do, I really love your show. So thank you, Emmanuel, in Ghana, for tuning in to Border Crossings. All right. Here's the song I promised, then the contest I promised. This is a request from Henok Mekonnen, and he is in Ethiopia and working at an insurance company in Ethiopia. So, Henok, here is your request on Border Crossings for UB40. It's up to you. Border Crossings, and a little sip of red, red wine from UB40, which is an unemployment benefit form filed in the UK. I'm Larry London. Thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. Time now for the contest that I promised you. I think I heard Rick Barnes on that horn. He's in the horn section, isn't he? All right, here is our lucky listener of the day today who gets a VOA t-shirt and the Sound of Music soundtrack, and it is none other than Turnga Jegu, who is in Nigeria. So congratulations. There we go. There's that applause. Were you asleep, Glenn? What's going on over there? Try it again. One more time. Applause. Nope, can't get it twice. Our audience is good for one round of applause. Oh, there they are. I knew we could get them going. They were sipping the red, red wine. That's the problem. All right, here's a request. We'll finish things up now with a request from a listener who doesn't want to be mentioned. For a guy she does want mentioned. Mustafa Algoj, who is in Misrata, Libya. This is for you from the Mystery Lady. This is Border Crossings with Three Doors Down.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. A 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight, it's only overrated.
Border Crossings, Three Doors Down, and I hope you enjoyed that lovely tune called Here Without You, which wouldn't be any fun now, would it, to be here without you. At Neen checked in on Facebook. Mickey King is listening on Facebook. Hello, Mickey. Nicholas Chen tunes in Itabashi-ku in Japan. Domo arigato. Thank you for listening, Nicholas. And I used to ride the Sobu Sen myself when I lived in Japan. Teferis tuned in, and Niosefeo Zamarian tunes in to Shegar FM in Ethiopia. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks to Glenn, our engineer. Thanks to Vince and Felicia for putting the show together. My name is Larry London. Border Crossings returns tomorrow, 1500 Universal, right here on the VOA1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.